Okay, so last night, Rockets Clippers, fourth quarter got really chippy. It was basically Blake Griffin versus everybody on the Rockets.
And Austin Rivers.
And Austin, well, Austin Rivers was sitting on the bench, and he had some wards, so the Rockets had to go, and it just escalated. First of all, Blake Griffin kind of elbowed, as he was running by Mike D'Antoni, he kind of elbowed him as he was going by. And then the two sides went at it. And then Trevor Ariza literally ripped Blake Griffin's shorts off. And while he was going, and there was a foul there.
That's so
and
hot.
And then Ariza elbows Griffin after he shoots a free throw. And Ariza and Griffin both get tossed.
And then there was Griffin getting nudged out of bounds by Eric Gordon when he's by the sideline, and then he turned and jumped up and threw the ball off of him to keep from, you know, being out of bounds, but he rocketed one about 150 miles an hour.
Which was
a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And of course, one of the moves is, where's Austin Rivers? Like, that's the guy you're going to go bully.
Right.
Look, no one liked, he should have played at Duke, obviously.
Well, but
where did Austin Rivers play?
He did play at Duke.
Oh, yeah,
Duke.
Of course he did.
Yes.
That's right. He's a Dukie.
Yeah, so... So after the game, and Griffin gets thrown out, Ariza gets thrown out, and the Rockets are in their locker room, and LA's in its locker room. And here's, we got Adrian? Here's Adrian Wojnarowski, his report last night on ESPN.
Four Rockets players, James Harden, Chris Paul, Gerald Green, and Trevor Ariza, literally breached the Clippers locker room, went through a back hallway that connects the Rockets locker room with the Clippers, got into the room. They were calling for Austin Rivers, Blake Griffin. Security got to them before there was any contact. The Clipper players saw them come in, I was told. They jumped up to their feet, but there was no physical confrontation. And while that was going on, Rocket Center Clint Capella was knocking on the front door of the locker room. He was not let in.
How does the NBA handle something like this?
Well, they're going to clearly start an investigation right away on it, talk to team officials, talk to the players. I would imagine that there will be some severe discipline here. It is rare, if ever, you hear about a team literally getting into another team's locker room, but that happened tonight. You saw what spilled over from during the game with Blake Griffin. Austin Rivers was injured, wasn't playing. But his verbiage from the bench incited some of those Rockets players, and they made a beeline right for that Clipper locker room after the horn.
You've been covering hoops a while. You ever seen anything like this?
No, that's rare. To have guys go en masse into a locker room, and, you know, as the Clippers privately were saying, there was probably really only one person who knew that you could get from the visiting locker room where the Rockets were to the Clipper locker room through that back door, and that would obviously be Chris Paul, who played several seasons in L.A.
So there it is last night. I mean, just nothing but controversy. After the game, Patrick Beverley, who didn't play either, said, "We ain't soft around here no more. We ain't soft."
Patrick Beverley's ready to fight.
Oh, no, he's yeah.
No one was knocking on the door for Pat Beverley. Get Pat out here. They're like, where is Austin and Blake? Yeah. I mean, because if you're going to go look for guys to fight, you're looking for Austin and you're looking for Blake. Yeah. Blake and the guys, you could say, Blake, do you have your Kindle Fire charged? Blake, is your Kindle Fire charged? Or there's like Austin, you know, Austin. You're supposed to get to polo lessons. You're late to polo.
Oh, you mean the light-skinned dudes?
It was Team Light Skin. It was Team Light Skin. Dell brings up a good point.
And their names are Austin and Blake, by the way.
Biracial. They got moms.
Who knows? But they weren't looking for good old Pat.
No. And nobody said, hey, where's Patrick Beverley?
No one was looking for Cabrini Green.
And his full quote was, it's a different culture in L.A. on Twitter. No more soft bleep in here. No more soft bleep here. That's what he said.
Yeah. So there's no more
Patrick Beverley's like, hey, I'm right here. No, we're looking for Austin.
No.
Is there a Trevor? Not a Trevor. Actually, on this team, like Trevor's usually a name.
Nope.
What's another good name? Aiden? That's a good one, right? Is Quinn in there?
Where's Aiden?
Where's Kyler?
Where's Kyler?
Here's whose asses we're looking to kick. Kyler, Quinn, Aiden.
Blake, and Austin. Bring your asses out here. Kyler, get your ass out here.
Don't want no Patricks.
No. Of all names, at least in this case, no Patricks.
You want? There's Jamal's over there.
No.
We're not. We have no beef with Pat Beverly.
Hey, you looking for Montrez? No.
No, we're good with him.
No, we don't want no Montrezes.
We don't need him.
And make sure Chris comes with you to come get some.
Is there a Todd?
I love how Chris Paul was just, hey, you guys, if you really want to fight these guys, I'm going to stay here. But if you want to fight them, there's an entrance.
Here.
There's a back way.
I'm not getting into this dumb ship. But he didn't say shit.
No, he didn't say.
But Gerald Green, I know you like to mix it up, Gerald Green, Trevor Ariza, and James Harden. So,
allegedly Chris led the way there in the back tunnels.
No, the new one is that he didn't.
He didn't.
He just told him how. Well, who else knows how to get there?
No, he's the only one. He was back there planning.
Chris just said,
he
was, "Oh, y'all want to get
here,
at him?
Here, watch
here,
this.
Here, bring me a piece of paper." Drew it up there and
take
like,
a look at the second door.
And Clint Capella was knocking on the front door looking for a phyllo dough dessert that they had served earlier in the day. Like Clint Capella's not looking for beef. What is Clint Capella like?
I was wondering, do you have any type of cheesecake?
There was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah, exactly. You guys make the best.
That's exactly what it was. How does Clint Capella talk? I don't even know.
I don't know.
No one's ever heard him talk.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he talk English?
No.
Does he speak English?
I know Switzerland. I think he does. Right?
How about Switzerland coming to fight? How about Switzerland stepping up for a change?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't think
there's a reason he's on the front door?
Is this our locker room? Is what?
Do you have hot chocolate? Is there any hot chocolate?
Why do you think he's the Derf guy?
Why is he the Swedish chef from Sesame Street?
That's all I can come up with.
That's it?
Do you have any hot chocolate and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Do you want to fight Austin, too?
No, I just want to see the delicious combination of salty and sweet.
I'm trying to warn you guys. They're coming in the back
They're
going
door. To fight you. Put away the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Clint's a peacemaker because of his Switzerland lineage. Hey, guys, they're coming to find you. You want to come out this door?
Yeah, they'll come this way. I can save you. Oh, my God.
It might be a trap. I don't know. It's definitely not a trap.
Have we ever seen? I said we've seen guys confront each other after games, right? But have we ever seen?
Yeah, we've heard about
a contingent finding the underground tunnels to get to the locker room.
We haven't seen it like this.
Carmelo confronted KG because KG was talking about his wife on the court. Like
that was a little out of line.
Yeah.
Remember Amari Stoudemire broke his hand when he was hit the fire alarm. He punched the fire alarm.
He hit the casing for the fire extinguisher after a loss to the Heat in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, in the playoffs. Oh yeah, that's right. He wasn't looking for people.
No,
but I'm all for it. Let's fight. I mean, honestly,
you got your ass kicked on the court. So
was Patrick Beverly though? Does he just leave or does he shower up after he didn't play? Because I need to know if Patrick Beverly was in there.
I think he waits. He's not going to He's not going to leave the locker room.
What's his injury this time? Because Pat's always injured.
Yeah. I don't know what his injury is, but I just don't want him in the locker room.
For being the toughest guy in the league, he's constantly injured.
Did James call his boys to take care of this business?
He didn't. Not against you. DeAndre and Pat Beverly? No.
Does James have more
Chris
boys?
Paul is like best friends with DeAndre Jordan.
Does James have more boys since all of his are in lockup?
John Granato said that, James, in case you want to catch him out somewhere, you can usually find him over at the deck.
So I'm just wondering whether or not James needs to call his boys because they can take care of some business as opposed to James going to do it yourself. Is James on FaceTiming during the
I'm sorry, is James just sitting there chilling?
James was one of the guys who went to the locker room.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. James isn't getting in trouble for stuff.
No, James didn't get
I'm sorry, was there any altercation yesterday?
James gonna get in some trouble with this now. You know what? There's probably suspensions.
He's gonna
coming
say,
for
what
this.
Did I violate? You were
in the underground tunnels
knocking
trying to get
on the back door, is that illegal? Can you show me in the...
James been knocking on the back door for years.
James knows the rules.
James don't know the rules about the back door, okay? James? This is a bad time. This is a bad time for that. So, anyway, do you know what's coming? Suspensions? The NBA ain't gonna be. They ain't gonna be happy with this.
But nothing happened though.
It doesn't matter. Adam Silver's not gonna be happy with this.
You don't think?
No. What would happen?
Well, I mean, no, he's not gonna be happy with it, but. Do you think it will really be suspensions? Because yeah, nothing has actually.
It's a lead story on SportsCenter this morning.
But nothing actually happened.
I understand that, but you don't go and find. You don't go to the other team's locker room to go fight. Oh, now there's the pictures of James with his short shorts on. This is the guy that James is a fighter.
All I care.
This is one of my favorite James Harden pictures.
I just care about James fighting for triple doubles.
That's all.
That's all I care
about. Well, he was looking for some more action.
Listen,
that's for sure.
It's easy to get fired up by Blake and Austin. I get that.
Yeah.
But you can't go, and Chris Paul can't draw tunnel diagrams to get there and to get after him. Next time, beat them on the court. Don't lose on the court.
No.
Do to them what you're going to.
Yeah. By the way, the Rockets lost last night.
Yeah. I didn't really get to that part.
No, but the Rockets, you want to vote for you? You know what? They should still have All-Stars.
James didn't play yet, but he's getting ready to play.
Yeah, he's getting ready to play. He's getting ready to fight. I think he's ready to go.